You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Throughout our show today, we are going to bring you several portraits of work in the current economy in three sectors: retail, manufacturing, and healthcare. Sectors the Labor Department says are creating jobs. We took the government's numbers and found human stories about what it means to work in America right now. Our first snapshot of job creation comes from someone who works for himself and does some hiring. His name is Farshad Arshid. He runs a clothing business with his wife, Sandy. They sell mostly sportswear and shoes. And we're starting in retail because that's where the economy is creating the most jobs right now. 50,000 jobs in the month of November alone, according to the Labor Department. Arshid started out on his own with one part-time employee a little over a decade ago. Now he owns three stores, two in Atlanta, one in Houston. He has a staff of around 15 employees, and it all started with a store called Standard.
What we were going to carry was not the standard, but we felt that it should be the standard. The topic of conversation was always, well, I got really these great things when I was in New York, or where I was in LA, or this or that, or there was almost this counterculture of people that are into these things. End of year two, we hired our second and third employee, if you will. I learned new things every day in this retail world. So one of the things I just found out recently is most corporate companies don't hire full-time salespeople anymore. They flood the floor with 10 or 12 or 15 part-time salespeople. I found this out when I was hiring for the G-Star Raw Boutique in Houston, and we had set up interviews with candidates, and not a single one of them was a full-timer, and they had two, maybe three jobs. And when I dug a little bit more, they said, you know, a store that was maybe comparable to our size, which was 2,000 square feet, would have 15 to 18 employees, but all worked an average of 10 to 12 hours a week, which is insane, the level of management that is going to require to run a staff of 18 people for a 2,000 square foot store. So we don't like to just hire cashiers and stock people. The customer wants to come in and see the same faces. They want to come in and connect with their favorite sales associate, the person who calls them when their favorite item is in. That happens only in a smaller environment. I started this when I was 29. I'm 41 now. So a 29-year-old thinks completely different than a 35-year-old, than a 41-year-old, or a 50-year-old. Well, I'm less than 9 years away from being 50. When you think that, it's like, wow, I mean, when did I get old, you know? So you can't help but to grow out of things. When we opened, in a million years, we never thought we would move away from sneakers. And now, right now, our footwear, I would say 80% of our footwear is non-sneakers. You can't dig your heels in, no pun intended, and say, I'm only going to do this thing. Because people change, styles change, people grow up. One of the things that I'm really, really into right now personally is denim. I'm obsessed with denim right now. I read about it on denim blogs, Japanese denim versus American denim, things like that. So yeah, there's so many different layers within this world that far be it for me to try to nail down what streetwear actually means, because it means so many different things to so many different people. Some people say that it was apparel that a lot of kids wore when they skated. A lot of people say that it was a certain street culture that people started to emulate in fashion, you know, high fashion now, if you notice. So it was sort of an element, sort of a style, but a lot of streetwear boutiques carried sneakers, and that's kind of what drove the lines, the camping outs and things like that. And we've had a few of those over the years. I want to be on the selling floor. I want to be involved with my staff. I want to be involved with my clientele. So I know when I go do the buy next season, I have a very good understanding of what my clientele are asking for.